欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio， 我们先来聊远离起床气。The more annoying, the better. 铃声越吵越好。This one is pretty simple. When setting your alarm clock, never use a song that you are a fan of, as many people often do. 这一条很简单。当你设置闹铃铃声的时候呢，不要用你喜欢的某一首歌曲做闹铃。虽然说很多人都喜欢这么做。In fact, don't use any sound that's even close to being really pleasing. There's a reason that the 4 iPhone alarm sounds as grating as it is. 事实上最好都不要用悦耳的声音做闹铃。iPhone 默认的闹铃声那么刺耳。That's because regardless of how early it is, or how out of it you are, you damn sure want to make a bed, infuriating sound stop as soon as possible. At the end of the day, that's what you need in an alarm clock, horrid annoyance. 因为不管多早或者闹钟离你有多远，你只要听到这么令人不愉悦的声音，你就会立刻想要把它关掉。在一天结束之前，你需要把你的闹铃变成刺耳吵人的声音。 Okay, that's what we talk about today. The more annoying, the better. 设置闹铃越吵越好。如果说你想要听大道理学习英语，可以关注可可英语可可 Radio， 或者可以在微信上搜索公众号安夏加上数字1001，安静的安，夏天的夏，加上数字1001，可以找到我，关注到更多听歌学英语的节目动态哦。